Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That you have.
Man, young, a lot of potential, a lot of hope. And in this building, we bring in a new head coach with Kellen Moore, and you knew the quarterback he was at Boise State to him being a quarterback for the Cowboys and myriad of other teams. And he goes and goes, drafts a guy day and practically almost like in the first round, really. Yeah. It's the 40th overall pick, second round. But you also got Spencer Rattler. You also got Jake Haener. We brought in Hunter Decker.
Yeah.
Just nothing but youth.
No kidding.
So we're talking about wide-eyed kids, but that's just it. They're not playing like that. We only had OTAs, but each one of them made some throws that you're like, okay, I see some stuff. Now,
longtime Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan. He thinks, he's going to think that. At least with the mic on, he thinks they might be in exciting shape. At quarterback, 226 games in his career, all for New Orleans. Week 4 on the Bills' schedule, New Orleans at Buffalo. I saw that PFF did a 1-32 ranking of each NFL team's running back unit.
Okay.
Not sure exactly how they did it, what the methodology was, but it wasn't just like your number one running back. Maybe they would weigh the number one running back more heavily than your number three or four, hopefully.
That seems reasonable.
Any interest in guessing either where the Bills rank, who ranks first or last? The Bills were neither first nor last on this list. No surprise. Where would you rank? Where do you think PFF might rank the Bills' running back unit?
Top 10.
Eighth.
All right.
Good guess. I think if I pressed you on top 10, you would have said eighth.
Ha! Now I wish you had.
I think top 10 sort of be like, eighth?
Yeah. I was going to say between 5 and 10.
Okay. Right. Because you would have said top 5.
Exactly. I would have said top 5. So really, when you say top 10, you're shooting for somewhere between 5 and 10.
6 and 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Not knowing what their criteria, I can guess at some of what their criteria would be. I mean, you've got a number one guy that doesn't play a ton, but still like very productive number one guy, and the roles are clearly defined for the other guys. Like, Davis is the, change of pace or whatever, just different guy, the backup, 1B if you want. And then you've got a third down back who had a real nice year last year in Ty Johnson. Both pass protection and catching the ball. So, it works. You've got really everything you want, even though you don't have one guy who can do everything. So, that you'd rather have a guy that can do everything, I suppose. But I don't know. That could leave you hampered to some extent when and if he gets hurt and can't play. But I don't know. They've got a nice group there. I think
they write PFF. Buffalo has put together a solid group of running backs who fill a variety of roles. The workhorse is James Cook, who earned an outstanding 88.6 PFF rushing grade last season while leading the league in rushing touchdowns. Correct. He tied with Derrick Henry and maybe someone else, 16. Rookie Ray Davis got 120 carries of his own and earned a solid 73.1 PFF rushing grade while breaking 30 tackles. Ty Johnson serves as a reliable pass catcher, ranking 10th among qualifiers in PFF receiving grade in 2024.
That's nice.
That would not include the great catch against Denver in the playoffs either.
Oh, it's only regular season, you said.
Probably.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But that's not, I mean, that's really nice. You according to the PFF grades, you know, say what you want about them. They can be certainly useful, at least for this conversation. You've got one, you know, a top 10 third down back. That's nice. That's a nice little piece to have.
Yes.
And I like knowing that it's not just, you know, we were in a, to an extent, we can be in a bubble, or certainly the fan base can be in a bubble, you know, thinking like other teams don't have the same problems or whatever. But you sometimes, you know, here we can tend to overrate our guys. Like, he's a really good, I hope they hang on to that guy. I like him in that role. And, you know, it's probably replaceable. And it's not to say like Ty Johnson is irreplaceable, but it's nice that like it sort of meets with what I think of him. Like, I think he's really good at what they're asking him to do, and the data backs that up.
I think of the Denver playoff game as a beatdown, and if you look at the stats, it really was. But Johnson, remember the play back of the end zone? Mm-hmm. They reviewed it. Like, did he really catch that? It was one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And the score before that touchdown is 13-7. And it's late in the third quarter. So I don't know if you remember how you felt, if you were uneasy about that game at that point. I mean, halftime, it's 10-7. And now we're late in the third. It's 13-7. The Bills are driving. And then the fourth quarter, you get that play, you get 2-point conversion, then 10 more points in the fourth quarter. Ends up 31-7. And the stats are gross for Denver. The Broncos had the ball for 18 minutes and 17 seconds in that game.
Yeah. I think even by then, even though the score was what it was, and you know, you're always, I do remember maybe even, I certainly thought it, probably said it on post game, you know, the whole time you're one more, you know, Bo Nix to Troy Franklin long pass away from it being a really tight, like, or even being behind if it's 13-7 before that play. But the way Kansas, they just had such a hard time moving the ball. That I don't remember feeling nervous. Like there was, you know, lurking there, but you better not, you know, make a mistake here and give them field position because it's tighter than you'd like. You're kind of dominating this game, but the scoreboard isn't showing it yet. But eventually they got there. So I don't know that I remember being real nervous about it, but it was, you know, it was tight enough that you'd, you know, one mistake and one big play and whoa, what just happened here?
Little over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Broncos-Bills playoff game. The score is 13-7, Bills. Then you get the Ty Johnson touchdown. Fourth quarter, you get the Curtis Samuel run after the catch touchdown. For now, it's 28-7, then a late field goal. For the thought that the game is tense late third because of the score, sure. The Bills had 8 drives in the game only. 8 possessions. The last of which probably was a kneel down. It's 5 plays for 10 yards and the game ends. Like a first down and then it's kneel down. And they really, other than that, they were only stopped once. They punted once on an 11-play drive in the second quarter.
And they didn't turn it over at all?
No turnovers in the game.
Right.
The Bills did not have a turnover in the playoffs, I believe.
All right.
They were +1 against Kansas City. They were +3 against Baltimore. Jackson interception,
right.
Jackson fumble, Andrews fumble.
Right.
Good thing. Field goal, touchdown, punt, field goal, touchdown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Touchdown, touchdown, field goal, kneel down. Bills against the Broncos.
It's a pretty solid outing. It's not a perfect game.
It's efficient.
But it's pretty good. Yeah.
Best running back unit in the league, according to PFF?
I'll pick the team with the best running back in the league, the Eagles.
Fourth.
Okay. Who's first?
Ravens.
That was the other team that came to mind.
Naturally, right?
Right, yep.
At this point, his eventual decline isn't believable until we see it. They write, I didn't know this. Justice Hill. I never draft Justice Hill. I like Keaton Mitchell too much. Like late round running back picks. Mm-hmm. But maybe I should start drafting Justice Hill. Hill's 89.0 PFF receiving grade was fourth among running backs last season. He got 52 targets and didn't drop any. It's pretty good. And Mitchell had an elite 92.5 PFF rushing grade the year before he tore his ACL. Ravens, Lions, Falcons, even though you've never seen Bijan Robinson,
right.
You have to take PFF's word for it,
right.
Philadelphia and Seattle, that's your top five. Last, if you think about it, and I'm not sure you want to, but if you think about it, I think you would get it. It makes sense.
Last.
Worst running back unit in the NFL.
Could it be Dallas?
Yes. Very good. Dallas, 32. I'm drafting Miles Sanders. It feels gross, but
yeah.
Somebody's going to... Here's my prediction on Dallas. If they don't add a running back, which they still could, but people say they're not going to. Prescott is great. Lamb is great. Pickens might be great. He's talented.
Mm-hmm.
Ferguson is very good. They will throw the ball like they've done in other Prescott years, like crazy. And they're going to have to because the running backs are kind of terrible.
Yeah.
But they'll get to first and goal. And then it's going to be Miles Sanders or it's going to be Javonte Williams. And everybody will say how they're dust. And somebody's going to score 11 touchdowns on the ground for that team. You get that with your last round pick if you want. Thank you to Evan Silva from Establish the Run, who DM'd me during the break. He's driving through on way to a vacation, listening to us talk about the Browns earlier and the quarterback pecking order. He said, Mike Renner, who also I've heard on his podcast.
A guest here, yeah.
Been on our show. He used to be with PFF, not anymore. Had Dylan Gabriel ranked above Shedeur Sanders. So there's one guy.
All right.
Who did. I knew there was somebody. It wouldn't have been zero, but Evan was listening and reports in. There's one guy who had it ranked that way. 803-0550, back after this break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.